it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note for the love that's it.
Welcome. 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 Welcome to the Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Folks, we have a hell of a show tonight. Hell of a show. First of all, we're coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios. Or as we like to call it, the Rat Cage. Because it's a cage and the rats in here. And we're alive here in the heart of L.A., in downtown L.A., or as we like to call it, L.A.'s used refrigerator district. And tonight we've got a very special show. We're joined by a special guest from Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, and he's also been on Conan and Jimmy Fallon as well. Comedian David Waite will be with us. David Waite will be in the house. And walking in the door right now, social media maverick, our director of chat marketing, sweating through his shirt.
That's an unbelievable amount of sweat.
Michael Lorenzo Porter with a 12-pack of Tecate.
I went on a beer run and I got lost.
Literally, yeah. A run.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, we threw Porter out. We thought we had more time than we did, so we threw him out there to go get beer, and he came through for us. And I think that run actually sobered him up a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, we're going to now get the audio of Porter opening the bottle or the 12-pack of beer and then passing it around the studio here. Right across from me, right across the hall, Jake the Snake Criney.
I'm so pumped to be here, Cross.
What is this going to be? This is going to be our top what show?
Oh, I'm feeling it tonight. I'm feeling it. And you know I don't like to go out on limbs, yeah. But I'm going out on a limb. I think it's going to be one of our top 24 shows.
Top 24.
Of all time.
No,
that we've
good.
Ever done.
I think we've done 21. So, again, it's like coffee. You're just going to leave a little room.
You know what? We got to set the bar low.
Yeah, a little room. A little room for cream right there.
always room for cream with you, Justin.
Speaking of something that rhymes with cream, we've got Kareem the Dream Maddox in the house making his Sarcastic News Crack Squad debut, everybody. That's right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but I don't know if you know, they call him the Dream because people tend to drift off when he's talking to them.
And we lost him.
He's leaving.
Kareem is joining us. He's a little bit about Kareem. Kareem, he attended Princeton University, a little junior college in New Jersey, and played basketball. I actually was reading his bio the other day. All defensive Ivy League player of the year. Is that right?
That is right. That's correct.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're like the Ron Artest. Like, you're locking people down.
So, yeah, drank Hennessy at halftime and everything. I'm ready. I'm ready, guys.
Oh, man.
I'm taking a couple of selfies. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Those selfies will be floating around on Twitter. That's at SarcasticNews1. You can tweet us. And for every person who tweets us tonight, you're going to get a selfie of Ron Artest.
By the way, this actually makes Kareem our second greatest athlete in the Rat Cage. I don't know if you knew this, but Justin Cross won a 5K last month.
It's
so
true.
He's got you.
Actually, was runner up and
second place male. Yes,
it was run for the pies. So actually, I did though. I'm really proud of that.
I know, that was great.
You kind of said it condescendingly. So
no, you were fast as lightning.
Those kids were kung fu fighting. All right. So this week, a lot happened in the world. A lot happened. But we can only cover so much here on the rundown. So we're going to get to our top story. Are we ready for it? I think this is our top story. And I swear, a lot of stuff happened, but this is our top story. Here it is.
New England typically has not carried three quarterbacks. And they made the decision with all the other roster decisions that it had to make to not keep Tebow around. Now, keep in mind that it's going to be difficult probably for Tim to find another job in the NFL. And that may have entered the Patriots thinking that if the time comes that they needed him again, that they figure maybe he'd be available. But when they looked at their roster and broke it down, they couldn't justify keeping a third quarterback.
That's right, guys. That's our top Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I mean, that's kind of a big story if you love Tim Tebow, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe we got that wrong. Maybe, because I know Porter was controlling these clips, so maybe something bigger happened this week. Maybe something with former NSA agent Edward Snowden. I don't know. Maybe this one right here.
Let me ask you, what's your take on the fact that the Russians are coming? Do you think they're going to help when they come to Washington, D.C. and have members of their parliament in this situation? Will you want to join them?
I'll be glad to talk to them, but I hope they bring Mr. Kraft's Super Bowl ring and give him it back.
Porter, you hijacked this, didn't you? This is all New England Patriot clips.
I really want that Super Bowl ring back in the U.S.
Yeah,
where it belongs.
Well, there's got to be something other than New England Patriot football that happened this week. There's got to be something. Mindy, could you play our this got it. This has to be it right here.
Hernandez is charged with the murder of Odin Lloyd. He'll be arraigned a week from today.
Wait, okay. All right, you hijacked this.
It was me all three times. I'm sorry.
You even included an Aaron Hernandez story right there.
I think he's going to get off. I think he's going to get away with it.
Yeah. All right, well, I think something else may have happened this week. Mindy, do we have one more clip?
Any moment now, and people say as early as tomorrow morning, there could be a missile strike on Syria.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh.
That one sounded serious.
Yeah, that wasn't...
That wasn't as much fun as the other three.
No. No, it wasn't. Apparently Obama... we may be going to another war here.
Good grief.
And people are going, wait, but Obama is not a war president, you know? So why the hell would we do this? Well, earlier today, Obama made the argument that at a joint news conference with Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, he said this, quote, "I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line. The world set a red line when governments representing 98% of the world's population said the use of chemical weapons are abhorrent and passed a treaty forbidding their use even when countries are engaged in a war." He went on to say Congress set a red line when it indicated that in a piece of legislation entitled, quote, "The Syria Accountability Act," actually entitled the Syria Accountability Act, that some of the horrendous things that are happening on the ground there need to be answered for. Obama went on. He was exasperated, and he just kept going. He said, "That wasn't something I just kind of made up. I didn't pluck it out of thin air. There's a reason for it. You think I want to fight a war in the Mideast again? You think I haven't read a history book? I've spent the whole time in office trying to get our asses out of there. You don't think I'd rather be, I don't know, setting my fantasy football roster right now or taking my kids their first week of middle and high school? Or, I don't know, maybe settling down in Hawaii and going into dentistry like my mother always told me I should do, because, you know, seriously, who really wants to be president of the United States? I mean, it's a cool title and all, but really, it doesn't even pay that well. Plus, the perks are good. So is raising your family in Hawaii and sipping Mai Tais in a Tommy Bahama shirt. I mean, come on. He didn't say all of that, but most
that was
of
a, he was talkative that day.
He was.
Really
he
went off quote.
He was.
you need a drink.
I'm glad you brought those Tecates in here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
In other news this week, Microsoft bought out Nokia to compete with Android and Apple iPhone. In a short statement, Bill Gates said, quote, "What do you have to say for yourself now, Jobs?" Oh, that's right. Nothing. You guys like that one back there?
Too soon.
It's a pretty good
stunned
one.
Silence.
They're dealing with our new lawsuit for slander.
That's right. Wait.
Can you slander a dead person?
I mean, slandering Bill Gates.
Oh, no, it was Jobs.
Yeah, it was Jobs. Jobs
is dead.
This week's impressive yet insane story of the week, though, comes from 64-year-old Diane Niad, who swam for 3 straight days from Cuba to Key West. When asked why, and out of breath, Niad remarked, "Because the sting of jellyfish is no match for the emotional sting of being in Cuba." She then immediately went to Senor Frogs in Key West and ordered 4 trash can margaritas, violently threw up, and said, quote, "This tastes worse than the Atlantic Ocean."
It's 100% true.
We wrote that one in the car.
Yes, we did.
That's good.
What's worse than tequila? Ah, trash can margaritas.
Margies.
And in other news this week, Dennis Rodman, he's back in it.
Ooh.
He was in North Korea, right? He's actually in North Korea right now, visiting his friend, Kim Jong-un.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Now, Rodman, he actually averaged 13.1 rebounds per game over his 14-year NBA career, which is a remarkable feat, which actually may come in handy in North Korea. A White House spokesperson told reporters on Tuesday, quote, "Why not? I mean, we hope that Ambassador Rodman can help Kim Jong-un rebound from this mess he's made." Adding, "See what I just did there? I mean, no harm, no foul line." Boom!
It's a real slapstick.
Oh, man. We got a great one for you guys tonight. Joining us again, Conan. He's been on Conan. He's a very funny stand-up comedian. He's also been on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. He's also been on Jimmy Fallon as well. Comedian David Waite will be joining us towards the end of our show here. And coming up, we've got a fun game. But before we do that, Snake, who's our fake sponsor? Give us one of our fake sponsors tonight.
Yeah, exciting new sponsor for the show tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Venice Beach Medical Marijuana Dispensaries. Ooh. The doctor is in. And while our doctor may be no more of a real doctor than Dr. Pepper, just come on down and we'll give you tons and tons of pot.
That's right. Mindy loves that one. You really like that one. That's good. All right. Well, we got a fun game with Jake the Snake Crane coming up here in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Tweet us. We got Kareem and Michael Lorenzo Porter, social media guru Michael Lorenzo Porter, working the tweeting lines. And feel free to give us a call, 800-893-9562. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live, and we'll be right back. We're back here in Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm joined here with the Sarcastic News Crack Squad. We've got Jake the Snake Craney, Michael Lorenzo Porter, and our newest member of the Crack Squad, Kareem the Dream Maddox, with us in studio. And we've also got the great folks here in Skid Row Studios. You can catch them at Skid Row Studios on Twitter. And also, there's a tons of other cool shows. I know there are a bunch of new shows coming up here within the next couple of weeks, which we are excited about as well. But they do a great job, Jeremy and Mindy in the back, making our jobs a lot easier here. So we want to call them out and say thank you guys for that. And with that, Jake the Snake, take it away. You got a game for us. I never know what you're going to do, but I'm excited about it.
Oh, I appreciate that excitement.
You always do a good job.
We are playing a little game tonight. It's going to be quick and dirty. Speaking of quick and dirty, that is the name of the game. It's called Name That Shady Politician.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Little setup here. Since the year 2000, there have been nearly 30 political sex scandals. You know, politicians doing shady things, having affairs, people like John Edwards, David Petraeus, Anthony Twitpick Wiener.
That's actually his middle name.
It is. It's unfortunate. Yeah. So I've got
hyphenated.
Three questions for you guys. Just three. I'll give you some multiple choice answers, and the winner will get the distinction of knowing the most about shady, shady people. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I just want to encourage. It's gonna backfire if nobody calls in, but I want to encourage people to call and play along with us.
Please,
you know?
Play along with us.
I know we got Josh in Austin, with Jim in Santa Fe Springs, Allison in Austin. We've got, you know, who's Matt's friend in Boston?
Is Timmy.
Dale, Mark.
Was it Dale?
John.
Bruce.
Give a shout out to Timmy.
Bruce in Albuquerque.
We got a good following in Boston as well. So call in 800-893-9562. Participate. Here we go, Jake.
All right, let's do this. Question number one. This congressman decided to give up a run for his third term in Congress after being caught on tape soliciting sex from a male prostitute. Mm. Was it A, Pennsylvania Republican Don Sherwood? Hey, these are all real people, by the way.
These are real names.
Yeah, these
Sherwood?
Are absolutely real politicians. B, Florida Republican Mark Foley, or C, Virginia Republican Ed Schrock?
Okay, so how are we doing this?
You guys are just going to throw out your answers.
Throw them out?
Yeah.
Can you, okay, I'm...
Sherwood, Foley, and Schlock.
Schrock.
Schrock.
Yes. Right, can you write these down and then reveal them at the end of the show? Or no, should we just...
Yeah, we could do that.
Doing this.
We prepare really hard before we do this stuff. all right, then I'm gonna start it off with Foley.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with A, Sherwood.
Okay. Porter? We've got a 1A, 1B, and Porter.
I want to say Schrock.
You want to go with Schrock?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Go ahead and just say it.
Just okay.
Yeah.
So play along. Yeah, play along at home, but, you know, just see how you do. Mr. Porter, you're up 1-0. That was Virginia Republican Ed Schrock.
Really?
That was just, yes. I only did that because I figured, well, one of us will have 1 point. The other two will be down.
Brilliant.
Good logic.
Brilliant.
Wait, what was he doing? He was having...
Yeah, what did he do?
He was caught on tape having sex with a male prostitute or soliciting sex from a male prostitute.
Did he get it? Like, did he eventually
get
it?
Difference.
Did he get sex?
Like, did he
I
get
don't
the sex?
Know.
No.
I have... I okay. Maybe, I guess.
Right. So Schrock likes the cock.
I didn't go that...
Somebody
there you
had
go.
To say it, guys. Somebody had to get it.
I didn't go that far in my research, Porter. I didn't search for the actual sex tape. Okay. Question number two. This congressman...
Loser has to chug a beer. All right. We're turning this into like a Friday...
It's a Friday night frat party.
Yeah.
Loser okay. chugs a Tecate and then slams it on their forehead.
Okay.
Question two. This congressman resigned to avoid an investigation after admitting to groping and tickling of multiple male staff members. He was quoted after his resignation as saying, "Not only did I grope him, I tickled him until he couldn't breathe." Was that A, Michael Porter? No, I'm just kidding. Was that A, New York Democrat Eric Massa, B, New York Republican Chris Lee, or C, Mississippi Republican Chip Pickering?
Love that name. Let's go start with Porter since he had the right answer.
Okay, right. Did you say what was first his name? Massa? Or
Eric Massa?
M, with M as in Mary. And then the second guy is who?
Chris Lee or Chip Pickering?
Could you use them in a sentence?
I'm going to say Lee.
You're going to say Chris Lee. All right, Kareem.
I'm going to go with Pickering.
Chip Pickering.
I'll go Massa.
And you're going to go Massa. You guys just like to be different.
We're just doing this the whole way.
And once again, the final response was the correct response. Mr. Eric Massa from New York.
Yeah. Tickling. Thank you, Massa.
Justin knows his male tickling.
He actually did that whole thing, that whole scandal, just so that someday I would get it right on a radio show. On
exactly.
The
say that.
Yeah, exactly. You owe him.
Yeah.
All right. Final question. We've got Justin and.
What do I owe him exactly? Like a blowjob? Like how? What do I owe him?
We've got Justin and Porter tied at one. Kareem, I don't think it's a bad thing that you're losing right now. You don't know your gross politicians.
Let's be honest. He's a little nervous. This is his first show out of the box.
All right, final question. This congressman, one of the loudest voices on abstinence and family values, resigned to avoid an investigation after admitting to an extramarital affair with a female staff member. This same female staff member and the congressman had previously filmed a video promoting the virtues of abstinence.
Mm. Wow.
Was this congressman A, South Carolina Republican Thad Veers, B, Indiana Republican Mark Souder, or C, Oregon Democrat David Wu?
It's not David Wu. I think he's a Democrat. I'm going to go B, the guy from Indiana.
Mark Souder.
Thad Veers.
You're going to go Thad Veers?
Thad Veers.
Who was A again?
A was Thad Veers.
Let's go B.
You're going to go B with Mark Souder.
I hope it's Wu.
Nobody wants to go with Wu.
Nobody wants David Wu.
I hope it's Wu.
David Wu was involved in a sex scandal, but that was not it. Our winner tonight with two correct answers, Justin Cross, Indiana Republican Mark Souder.
I know my pedophiles.
Absolutely.
I know my pedophiles. If you're watching on TV right now.
Now you,
we do have TV in here, by the way.
Now you get to watch the host, Justin Cross, chug a beer.
Yeah. No, loser chugs.
Which, oh, that's right. That which would be you lost. Kareem.
Yeah, because Kareem didn't get. Didn't oh no, get he got either, right? No, he got the last one right.
He knows all about Mark Sauter.
We both have to chug a beer, or
just chug what you have.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that works.
We're clearly making this up as we go along. So, in now as they're chugging a beer. Oh, did you finish, Kareem?
Yep, full beer.
Jeez. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Porter, come on.
Oh, jeez.
You got to get ready for England, man. Porter's going to England on.
I'm going in a body bag.
quote Michael Porter, nevermore. Wow. All right. Well, that was a rousing. That was a great game, Snag. I like it. That was what was the name of that game? Right
name
there?
That shady politician.
Name that shady politician.
That's really catchy.
And let me see if I could find. Let me see if I could find a good.
I hope you have diabetes.
I don't know what that was.
Is that the oatmeal guy?
That's our theme song for that game. Yeah, it's Wilford Brimley.
I hope you have diabetes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that does it for Name Your Dirty Politician. We have a great segment of Ring of Fire coming up next. Fantastic comedian David Waite's coming up. He's been on Conan, on Jimmy Fallon, also on Comedy Central, live at Gotham. So stick around for that. You're listening to the Sarcastic News Show. We're going to be right back.
Syria.
Crystallize, and you've got the faith that I could bring paradise.
I'll forgive and forget before I'm paralyzed. Do I have to keep up the pace to keep you satisfied?
Things have gotten closer to the sun, and I've done things in small doses. So don't think that I'm pushing you away when you're the one that I've kept closest. Hi, hi, hi.
Slow. That's what Oregon Congressman John Woo said to me one time.
Slow. That is awful.
Yeah. A lot of pedophilia going on tonight. Before we get to our Ring of Fire, before we get to it, I have a couple things I want to. I know Jake. We've got another fake sponsor. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually do. We very excited. Big Hollywood Picture is supporting us now. So we are tonight's show is also being broadcast live via the interwebs by the new Vin Diesel movie titled "Let's Be Honest, We Don't Need a Title or a Script. We're just gonna pop his shirt off and see what happens." So look for that one coming soon.
Is that gonna be? It's coming out this Friday, maybe? Or
yeah, I think that's Friday. Actually,
I'm going to the dine-in theater for that.
Straight to DVD.
Drink 4 Red Bulls and do a line of Coke, and then go see Vin Diesel in action. I think that's what it's all about, right there.
Absolutely.
I also want to ask Mindy real quick. Mindy, are you got a second? I just want to ask you real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to ask you, you have a, before we get in the Ring of Fire, we're going to talk a little bit about Syria in a second, but you have a hamster.
Oh, I do.
That
She's
is reacting
upset.
To the, okay, go ahead and tell us about that a little bit.
Well, my hamster Dizzy is a teddy bear hamster, which is actually also known as a long-haired Syrian hamster. So this is her native land. All her families and relatives are over there. The sad news is, most people don't know Syrian hamsters are an endangered species. So I actually live with an endangered species. And think about what all these bombs are going to do to our families. Do we really want to eradicate teddy bear hamsters?
No, I don't.
She's going to be the only one left.
First of all, you said some people don't. I knew that. I don't know about you guys, but I knew that.
Ross knew that.
I knew that.
You knew about the endangered hamsters?
Yeah. No,
it's tragic.
I own 4 of them. So let me ask you this: Are you gonna start breeding more Syrian hamsters in order to make sure that there's Syrian hamsters still out there in case something goes wrong here?
I'm not gonna breed my hamster because I don't really have room for much more than one little hamster in my home. But
you should put a Craigslist ad out for somebody who can, like they breed bulldogs.
My hamster is looking for loving.
Yeah. Google that and see what comes up.
Let's save the Syrian hamsters.
Well, thank you very much, Mindy. You're working hard in the back, but I'm glad that, you know, that's, we all stay informed. We all stay up with the news in one way, you know, shape or another, and your hamster is kind of your conduit.
She lets me know what's up. She pays more attention to the news than me. I just smoke weed and drum.
Yeah, no. That's
sounds fantastic.
That's actually the motto of our show. Yeah, smoke, weed, and drum. Yeah. I also want to call attention to Kareem Maddox over here. And he's been a little quiet tonight. Is this first show? We want to get. How are you feeling right now, Kareem? What's your vibe so far? You chugged a beer already?
It's good. It's
you want
good.
Another beer?
No, absolutely not. I'm feeling good, though. I'm kind of stuck on this endangered hamster thing because is it often that one person has sole ownership over an endangered species? Can I have a bald eagle in my house?
Yeah, well, you own it. Kareem just brought up an interesting point. Yeah. One more time, Mindy. Kareem just brought up an interesting point. And that is, you own an endangered species. It's like, can he go own a bald eagle now? Is that?
Well, I guess technically wild Syrian hamsters are endangered, mm-hmm. but domesticated Syrian mm-hmm. hamsters are not.
Not wait ones that live in Los Angeles.
But the ones that live in Syria are fighting for their lives right now. The farmers want to kill them. There's birds picking them up like their little food.
Yeah. But
aren't all animals wild?
Right,
until
that was
they're
my
domesticated?
Question. Like they become domesticated.
I don't
want to
take your hamster,
point.
By the way. I'm sorry, Mindy. I know we just met, and I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to steal your pet.
I mean, if you want a hamster, I recommend them. They're pretty cool. And I just love the fact that I own an exotic pet.
Yeah.
An exotic endangered pet.
Can I ask you one quick, Mindy, did you, because I've seen a lot of exotic pets running around the studio. Are those hamsters running around the studio or is that, because we are.
Hamsters, cockroaches,
I don't know.
They're all pets, right?
Yeah, no. Exactly. Well, good. So, all right. So you got to watch out for your hamster because Kareem may come and steal it. So.
And they're teddy bear hamsters. My hamster looks like a little panda.
Really?
Yeah. She's gray and white. And she's so cute.
I feel like if you replace the word hamster with a lot of other words in this little segment, you get a really quite different segment.
You do.
Oh, man.
And to answer your question, Justin, now my mind's at ease.
Okay. All right. You feel better now? All right.
Thank you, Mindy.
We just killed 5 minutes on a goddamn hamster, okay? We just 5 minutes of the show. I hope our biggest audience tuned in. eight people. So, Mindy, we've got a. This is actually a good lead-in because we've got Ring of Fire. Are you ready for that? You ready for our Ring of Fire music?
Yes!
Love.
Keep it going.
Is a burning thing.
Because I'm plugging in my laptop. I need you to keep it going here.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound.
By the way, Kareem, the whole segment is just her playing Johnny Cash. We don't actually talk.
Just a musical break.
I fell into a ring of fire. I
fell into the burning ring. All right, so now we've got our Ring of Fire segment here on Sarcastic News Live, and I think the first question is pretty clear. Our biggest topic this week was Syria, and I want to know just straight up, guys, do we have a responsibility to take military action in Syria? Yes or no? I'm going to start with Michael Lorenzo Porter.
I say no. I say
that's
no.
Yes or no? All right, no. Snake?
I'm going to give a very reluctant yes.
Kareem?
I think because the question is phrased trickily.
Trickledicious.
Is that a Princeton word?
I don't know if that's a way. Yeah, just trust me on this one, guys. Come on. I'm just going to go with a no, but I'll elaborate later.
Okay. All right. So now the one lone yes here was Jake the Snake.
It was a very reluctant yes.
All right. So what's the extent to which we should be in Syria military action-wise?
You touched on it in the rundown. I mean, with the actual Obama quote before the exasperated Obama quote, it's, when 98% of the countries are saying that this line can't be crossed, mm-hmm. and we are the one, well, not the one, but we are the main, I don't want to say superpower, that sounds really...
No, we're a superpower, Snake.
We're still a superpower.
We're really the country that's going to send them a message, like we have the capabilities to do it, like... We can't just sit back and allow them to do this and get away with it.
Yeah.
Because then Iraq starts to do it, Iran starts to do it, all those ne'er-do-wells over there start to do it. So we kind of, as much as I'm always on the side of let's not get involved in anything we don't have to.
Yeah.
It's kind of that slippery slope where you don't want to see it get worse if you can help it, if you can, I guess, send them a message and scare them into not continuing this.
Right.
I guess we kind of do have that responsibility because it's been agreed upon that as nations, this shouldn't be going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did that make sense or was I just rambling?
No, you were just rambling.
Okay, fair enough. Takate!
And Mindy, do we have a call on hold yet? Or we do. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right, good. I think that's comedian David Wade. He's going to weigh in on our topics here. Okay, yeah, just another minute here. We'll be with David. In the meantime, Kareem, you said no. You said no, we should not be in Syria. Why is that?
No. So I said no because I think we have to ask ourselves, does our action, does our military action and the action that we propose to take really dissuade dictators from using chemical weapons again in the future, right? So mm-hmm. I think the idea is if we don't go in, Iran is going to get this idea that they can do this without repercussions, and Syria might do it again. At the same time, I think that it's extremely possible that they see this as a slap on the wrist, and they kind of turn around, and at the end of the day, they're like, that wasn't so bad. And I guess that consequence could happen, whether we go in or not, but I think the rhetoric that's been used is boots on the ground, where we're going to put no boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And we have to kind of evaluate, and obviously I'm not privy to any special information. I could barely get in this building. It's called Skid Row Studios. But I think that...
It's the rat cage, Sherry. Yeah. Thank you very much, the rat cage.
Yeah, I don't know, as we don't know what Russia's going to do. We don't know whether China's going to get involved. And if they do... At some point in the future, we might have to step in and defend Israel or defend Turkey.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can just say that we're not going to put boots on the ground and that's the end of the story because it might not be.
Well, I think Brett Favre said the best. It's not boots on the ground, it's pants on the ground. Pants on the ground, folks. Porter, your thoughts?
I say no. And I think just from the standpoint of any time that we get involved, there seems to be a really bad... you know, people tend to pay the price more than these officials who are, you know, making these kind of brash decisions. It's the people, the common people that pay for these kind of things. What if just one time we said, hey, this is none of our business.
Right.
And hey, maybe it is. Maybe we do have, you know, some sort of say-so in terms of like, hey, we're still considered a superpower. We go over there. But what if one time we just kept out of it?
But it becomes our business when a huge number of innocent people are just getting killed. Then it becomes our business as socially conscious people.
Right.
But are we?
Well, not you. No.
No, but I mean, yeah, right. I'm not. I don't care.
But, I agree. But at the same time, I think the death toll is, what, over 100,000 now? And the kind of, in the Syrian, you know, civil conflict, and it's, why is the red line drawn only at these chemical weapons? Like, why weren't we paying attention before?
Well, why does it have to be a red line? On that note, I'm going to bring in comedian David Waite. David, are you on the line, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You guys are breaking it down.
Well, let me ask you. I don't know if you caught. I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but there's talk about allies or potential allies, including Russia, getting involved and helping us out in Syria. My question to you, first of all, David, is if Russia gets involved, does Putin get to keep his Super Bowl ring from Robert Kraft?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know if he has that ever really been confirmed that he stole that.
It's, I mean,
he's
think
got it.
John McCain said it yesterday.
I don't know. I think the whole thing with Syria and why people are hesitant is that that Assad, whatever that guy's name is, he doesn't look like an evil dictator. He looks like a businessman. He's got that suit on. You're like, all right, guy.
That's true.
If he had a crazy coat on or a hat or dressed up like general or something.
that's a policy. If you look like you work at the men's warehouse, then you're fine, basically.
Cool. As long as you don't have a rifle like on your shoulder and you're walking with very good posture.
Right. Dead
so, I mean, I live in a house where we don't have cable. We have like just Netflix. So Syria's not in the queue. So I'm kind of like out of the loop anymore.
I'm with you, man. Breaking Bad all day long.
It's just going to happen. I mean, we could talk about it. We could go, you know, paint a sign or something, but they're going to strike. And, you know, I mean, you can get out there and protest or whatever you want, but it's going to happen still.
David, have you ever been involved in a protest?
No, I wouldn't look before. I lived in New York. I went down there when they had the Occupy Wall Street, and I looked around and kind of wandered in there, but
just to see what it was all about.
I wanted to see what it was about. I mean, I'm on their side. I dig it. You know, I'm anti-war, but you know, I don't know what are we gonna do.
Yeah.
Get out there in the streets.
Too much effort.
I want to get your.
He's hilarious.
If they got rid. You know, in America, if they got rid of, like, if they're like, no more internet or no more iPhones, then people would be really up in arms.
I want to get your thoughts real quick on Dennis Rodman. Ambassador Dennis Rodman, road tripping it back over to North Korea. Do you think that Rodman is actually doing any good by going? I mean, does anything come out of his humanitarian, if you want to call it that? Or are they just talking basketball over there?
I mean, maybe he's throwing a couple hard elbows into those guys. They probably deserve it. But I'm kind of disappointed. Like, you know, I never really thought of Rodman as a guy that would repeat himself. You know, he always is coming up with something new. I mean, he's already done this North Korea thing. I mean, I feel like he should be going to Syria, see what's happening there.
He just wanders into Syria.
Let me get the panel. Yeah, what do you think, Porter? Yeah, so, what do you think about Rodman going to North Korea?
So there's a story that I picked up on this morning, actually. And it sounds like Rodman is going there to talk to Un.
Yeah.
Because he's got this kid's father held hostage down there. This guy who was kind of arrested for performing what they would call attacks against the government there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what Rodman is hoping to do is to kind of sway Un to let this guy go. It's probably not going to happen, but I think that's what he's there for right now. Kenneth Bay.
And let me ask you this. I mean, Kareem, you played basketball. Do you think Rodman's actually there to talk to, like, a guy who's shorter than I am about basketball? Like, I mean,
The guys who are shorter than you are the most interested in basketball. It's because they can't play. You know, I don't want to generalize.
No, I'm good. I just have little man syndrome. There's a difference.
I just think, you know, basketball players kind of people are sometimes enamored with because they're tall. And someone stops you 10 times a day to ask you how tall you are. And if they don't ask you how tall you are, they ask you how many people ask you how tall you are a day, which in my book still counts. So, you know, does Dennis Rodman going over there help anything? Who's to say? Yeah. I mean, it's an American in North Korea. Why not?
Well, and go ahead.
I think it's paid to go there or something. I mean, there's some sort of hustle. I mean, he flies to China and then they somehow sneak him into North Korea. I mean, I don't know. I think he's just getting paid to hang out with that dude.
Like an appearance fee, basically. Like he's just.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, that's who's desperate enough, you know. It's not like Jordan's going there. He doesn't need money. I mean, you read all those stories, like Rodman's always going broke or having money trouble, so.
Yeah.
I feel like
is he broke? Rodman's broke?
Oh, yeah, he's always broke.
Confirmed.
If you had to guess whether Dennis Rodman was broke or not, what would you guess?
I would guess that he's okay.
Oh, okay.
I would think he's all right.
Interesting.
Apparently, Scottie Pippen was broke for a while.
Scottie Pippen I can see going broke.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did
a big Rolling Stone story on, like, Rodman a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah?
After the first time he went to North Korea and talked about how, like, he just blows all his money on partying and is out of control. And,
oh, man. Sounds
so unlike him.
Kids and
okay.
Divorced.
All right. Maybe he's getting paid. I'm with Dave. He's getting paid to do this.
Well, I want to go back real quick. I want to take a quick break in just a second, but I want to go back real quick. Jake the Snake, real quick. You were our lone yes on Syria, and frankly, I think at this point, you know, the argument that Obama's making is based on the fact that he wasn't the one who drew the red line. It was the world. It was
98%.
It was Congress.
Yeah.
Right. Does politically? I mean, if you're put yourself in Obama's shoes for a second. Considering what's actually been done and the declarations that have been made, do you actually go over and do you at this point go ahead and make some sort of military action? Because based on the fact that, you know, the precedent that's been set.
Well, I think we're going to. I mean, I think that's what's going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to see it happen. I don't want to go in anywhere militarily unless we just absolutely have to. But I think that's what the Congress is going to decide and Obama's going to back it and we're going to be talking about this probably for weeks to come.
Yeah.
What do you think of the plan or, you know, what we know of it, which is a limited strike, Congress limited it to 60 days with possible 30-day extension.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
no boots on the ground.
Well, I like that part that we're not actually just invading them, but
yeah, no, absolutely.
I think if the message gets across, then fine. But I don't know, these people are not just like, oh, well, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Like, they don't think that way. But at the same time, if the point gets across that, hey, we could wipe you out with a push of a button if you continue this, maybe they will, I don't know, maybe they'll reach some sort of conclusion or resolution.
Dave, I want to ask you kind of seriously, though, if you were in Obama's shoes right now, size 13s, would you or would you not go into Syria, take military action at this point?
I mean, if they're just going to do, the airstrikes and strikes from, the ships and stuff. I mean, there's already been a precedent. I mean, they did that with Libya and, you know, the Bosnian War and all that type of stuff. And
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like it's a, kind of like a rite of passage a little bit for presidents nowadays. It's like, you got to go in the Middle East, you know? Like, if you haven't, then you just haven't lived, you know? Like, it's one of those things you got to check off your box.
Like, you got to go to Cancun.
Exactly.
One interesting point I thought was raised by U.S. military personnel that was over there was that a lot of these Syrian soldiers on the side of Assad are prisoners themselves, and they're the ones that are going to suffer from a U.S. targeted strike,
right?
And, you know, I would imagine living in a dictatorship, you have, you know, you're either with us or you're against us. And, you know, at some point, these guys just have to choose where they want to be, who's going to win, right? In order to preserve themselves. So I think that's something to be considered as well.
Right. It's tough because it's not like a clear-cut choice of, hey, this is right, this is wrong, we should do this. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to take a quick break. Dave, can you stay on the line with us for a few more minutes here?
And, yeah, I can do it a few more minutes.
Excellent, man. Okay, so Dave's going to stay on the line. We are going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back on the Sarcastic News Show. Fade out. I don't know.
I would like to announce a fade out.
Yeah, it's a fade out. Dave, you still on the line with us?
No.
Oh man. Now, Dave, you're in LA. You're based out here, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And I know you've been doing comedy for a while. Before we get, I want to talk to you a little bit about stand up. But before we get to that, I just wanted to ask you. I know this story happened. It was a pretty phenomenal feat this week. 64-year-old woman, swam from Cuba. She was the first ever to swim from Cuba all the way to Florida without a shark cage or anything like that. And I just want to get, I don't know if you followed this story at all, but did you, what are your thoughts on it? Was that pretty amazing? Is that something that you plan to do at some point in your life? Like,
I ain't doing that. I don't know if it's, I guess it's a story. I mean, people swim across something. I don't know. You know, people, I mean, it's just some, like, white people stuff, you know?
Stuff white people do, like wine tastings and swimming across.
Well, like other people are probably swimming out of Cuba just to get away from Cuba. This lady's just doing it for sport.
Yeah. Remember when like Elian Gonzalez, like a 5-year-old, like made it across, you know, and then
yeah, he was in an inner tube or something. But you know, whatever. It's only 90 miles.
Well, I mean, but you've got jellyfish and sunburn and dehydration, all that kind of. I mean, that's pretty big, right? That's a pretty big deal.
I mean, I guess. What am I supposed to do? Give her a medal? I don't know.
What if you actually did give her a medal? Like, she's like, who's this random comedian guy just giving me a medal? He's like, well, he loves swimming. He's a big fan of Michael
Phelps.
I'll
get out in the garage. I'll start tinkering, I guess.
I want to ask you about, how long have you been doing comedy for, Dave?
9 years.
9 years. And are you from New York, or where are you from exactly?
I started in Cincinnati. That's where I started doing comedy. I was there for a while. And then I was in New York for a couple of years. And then I've been out here since January.
Every good comedian starts in Cincinnati.
Yep.
is that kind of like a trend? I mean, I am curious. Like this, I mean, there's a lot of small towns where comedians come from, and then they move out here, they move to New York. How does this Cincinnati scene prepare you, I guess, for doing comedy in L.A. or New York?
I mean, you learn how to entertain people in the middle of the country, you know? So
you're saying really, really smart people is what you're...
I mean, I think people in the Midwest are smart. I mean, I don't know. I don't buy that people in New York or L.A. are smarter than other places. And I mean, it's not like Cincinnati is like some backwoods place. I mean, it's still like a real city, you know?
They don't drive automobiles or anything like that, I mean...
Come on, man. We're on Hard Knocks this year. The Bengals
That's right. You guys, they're giving you guys Super Bowl chance. I mean, you may make it to the Super Bowl.
Andy Dalton's my backup quarterback.
Bengals are winning that division.
That's a real place.
Do you like living out here? Would you rather be back in Cincinnati? I know you're out here obviously for your work, but if you had your druthers, if you could just live anywhere, would you live in Cincinnati or somewhere else?
I don't know. I wish the cost of living was the same here as it was in Cincinnati. If I could have the same cost of living as in,
yeah,
that's the thing. That's the thing about like New York or LA. It's like, oh man, if I lived somewhere else, I'd probably be rich.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, and I have a quick question. Kareem, are you gonna?
I have a question. So, Dave, as a comedian, what do you find funny? Not necessarily something that you've been able to write a bit about, but you know, as a successful comedian, what's funny to you? What do you see that's like ironic or whatever the case may be?
What is funny? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. The longer you do comedy, nothing seems funny. I like when people lose their mind, you know. I always enjoy that. If somebody snaps at somebody at a restaurant or something like that. Or at the airport. Because I've been that person at the airport losing my mind, but when I see other people do it, it just gives me a certain amount of joy.
Nice.
Now, you've kind of progressed pretty rapidly. I mean, 9 years is that's a fairly quick time to be where you've been. You've done Conan, you've done Jimmy Fallon, you've done Comedy Central. What's the biggest? The common question you get, but like, what would you advise a younger comedian coming up through the ranks, and how do you kind of progress like you have?
The main thing is to be out all the time and hang out and be a part of the scene all the time and be doing comedy all the time, you know. That's the main thing. Yeah. Obviously you got to work on writing jokes and all that stuff, but
yeah,
you know, you got to force yourself to go out every night. That's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. And that's actually a good, it's interesting. Cause I do stand up as well. That's actually how I met you. And what I want to know is as a comedian, is it hard for you? You talk about forcing, your way in there, getting out there and everything else. How do you, do you enjoy hanging out at the comedy clubs, or is it a little bit of a drag? Obviously, like, you a lot of times see the same comedians, hear the same jokes. You start to, like you said, stuff stops becoming funny at some point. Do you enjoy the scene still, or is it one of those things you got to push yourself through?
I'm pretty new to the LA scene, so this is all pretty exciting. And, there's all sorts of different groups of people and different shows and different parts of town. So, I find all that to be exciting.
Yeah.
Then I do the road, so then I get out there and see comedians that I don't know or make new friends or see old friends and stuff like that. So, I still find all that pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like a good combination that you have, too, because it's like you do your, kind of the city, and then you go out and you do the road, and you get a blend of both types of humor, I guess, and then also just, like you said, kind of change of scenery, change of environment.
Absolutely.
And Dave, we got to wrap up here, but I do just want to know, where can people check you out? You're a hilarious guy. Obviously, thank you so much for being here on Sarcastic News Live. And I just want to know, where can people check you out on your website, on Twitter, on Facebook, all that kind of stuff?
It's DaveWaiteComedy.com, and that's WAITE. And that's the same for Twitter, Dave Waite Comedy, and the same for Facebook. So.
Awesome. Well, Dave, again, thanks so much for being with us here on Sarcastic News Live, and I'm sure we'll have you back, have you in studio, maybe when it's a little less crowded here, but we'd love to have you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Dave Waite right there, comedian, been featured on Conan, on Jimmy Fallon, also on Comedy Central. Check him out, DaveWaiteComedy.com. He's also on Twitter and Facebook. Very funny man. Guys, you've been listening to the Sarcastic News Live. I'm still getting down, getting a little better here. I call it the Sarcastic News Show. Sarcastic News Live, SNL. You can check us out. We have, Kareem is actually our new social media guy, taking over for old Michael Lorenzo Porter, who's going to be leaving us in a little while to go to London, our London correspondent. And so check us out on Twitter, at Sarcastic News One, on Facebook, facebook.com/sarcasticnews1, and then also sarcastic-news.com. We're going to have daily articles on the site as well. Any last things you guys want to promote? We got 15 seconds. Anything?
ExplodingBuffalo.com.
Exploding Buffalo. Ground Sounds.
GroundSounds.com. All the music featured on the show is from Ground Sounds.
And Kareem, just promote yourself.
Nothing. Kareem Maddox.
Kareem Maddox!
Guys, that's our show. That's our Casting News Live. Big thanks to Mindy, Jeremy, and you got a fun little kinky show coming up next. Thanks for watching.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin.